I'm quite well. How are you? Cold there in Malaga today?
It's not raining, so it's good day now.
That's a good
Check it
day.
out, this material. This is very interesting thing. Because we play is this one. Wait a moment, let me put you the video. This knowledge is important. Now that we play some of it, would be a good idea to also know what we are doing.
Yeah, that would be nice.
What we are doing is not like reciting a poem in a foreign language and we don't know what we are saying, but in this case, we will analyze a bit with microscope. What is this music coming from? The Andalusian cadence. That's from where it comes. And this Andalusian cadence has a structure. We will do it in this way. I prepared this text that will be useful for this. So from the beginning here we have what the Andalusian cadence is. The Andalusian cadence is made out of four chords, 4 degrees, which is the first minor, flat 7, flat 6, and the fifth 7, flat 9. Out of these four chords, the most important one is the degree fifth 7, and not the first, like in conventional music. In conventional music, generally the root in Western music or in pop music, in every style, the first chord, the degree, like for example, it ends on the root or on the tonic, either if it is in D or in C or in any key, but it will end up in the tonic. And in flamenco, we play based on the fifth, not on the tonic. That's the only difference. Therefore, here we have chords. So let's explain this thing here in G sharp minor key.
G sharp minor. Okay, G sharp minor. Where's G sharp minor?
In G
Okay,
sharp
G
minor
minor
key.
would be here, I guess. So that's G sharp minor.
That's right.
So then we go to F sharp. Then D sharp.
Andalusian cadence as follows.
Is this D sharp seventh? What
D
is
sharp 7 flat 9. I wrote you
that?
the chords below.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I have to go down for it. Okay.
For example, it says here 4, 6, 4, 4, 4, 4. First chord. So it's the
Okay,
one
so
you did
it's
with one finger
three.
on here. Read them because I want to make sure that we are, when I
Okay.
am not with you, you will be able to remember this.
Okay,
All
so
right.
we're four. So it's like that. Okay,
All
that's
right.
even easier. That's G
Now,
sharp minor.
yes, and then F sharp.
Just the regular old F sharp, huh?
It's F.
Oh, sharp.
Right, F sharp, because what happens is that we're very used to only do it in one key, an A minor or E. Now we need to explore other keys so that we will learn deeply. All right, then that's okay. Now play the E, the kind of E I wrote there.
Okay, well, that's not a movable E, though.
That's a static E, but it's actually that's E9.
And then we get to the hard one, which is 3 and X
C sharp
and.
7 flat 9. D sharp 7 flat 9. Which is this? It's not hard, it's very easy. Look.
Oh, 4.
That's right. So
That is
we have
weird.
1.
Be careful not to play the fifth, right?
The fifth. You can do both ways. And either we muffle the string with the finger too, which happens also naturally. It means not this way. Instead of playing with the arc like this, I play a little bit that way, and then look, the fifth gets muted with the very chord.
So that way you can move. That's a movable chord.
Yes, you can do that if you want also. Could be this. That's the same. Yeah. What?
Okay, now when I play... Now what is this?
That is D sharp 7 also.
Okay, but that's without the flat without the flat 9.
But it doesn't matter. That's also good. It can be one or the other, but the thing is, we need to know more than one chord, obviously.
Right. Well, that's the one I use when I'm playing in G.
There's also another option of that. It's one more of the options. So this is good to know. Ahora.
Okay.
Now, these chords here, what it wrote below, another way to play melodies. Aquí dice. A modal way to play melodies. To play melodies over these chord changes is by using the B major scale.
The B major.
And we can find that major scale suitable to be played. Let me put this in another way, because here this is... Wait a second. This is very important.
That's B is in Bravo. B major.
This way, we will know the relationship between the melody we play and the chord that is there back. So another way to play melodies over these chord changes is by using B major scale.
B major.
We can find the major scale which is suitable. Located at the third off. So this is the thing, that when we have the key, we count one minor third off, and that's the scale we can use major. So here we have G sharp, then a minor third off will be one tone and a half. So one minor third is one tone and a half. One tone from G sharp up will be up to A sharp, and then from A sharp to B, so therefore the note B major is related to that, right? So if we use the B major scale there, then we will fit. Let's see if it's true.
Let's see, so B major would be... Five, seven, okay.
Therefore, we have starting with the B, zone of B major on the fretboard. The first thing will be fingering 4 on the second fret.
Oh, fingering
which,
4.
Which means that now we will use our 6 fingerings in this key. So we have fingering 4, second fret. 1, 3, 4. That's right. And then same thing for both strings below. That is that is the scale. Ahora, now that the scale there is related to this Andalusian cadence here of G sharp minor key. Now let's see how it fits. First, we will play just on the trebles, just to match the notes with the chord. Then the trebles up and down, just the trebles there.
Before.
Then you have to start on one, on finger one, third fret, third string.
Finger.
Because that's the finger there that goes on fingering four. Fingering four, we have on the third string three notes, not two. We have three, one, two, and four.
So I'm starting with B flat then?
With A sharp.
A sharp, okay.
Yeah. A sharp. Is B flat same name, but it's different because here we are talking of B.
Okay.
And then, therefore, there is no B flat note in B scale. There will be called A sharp rather. Why? Because it's seven. B, C, D, F, G, A, B.
Okay.
So, pardon. B, C, D, E, F, G, A. So the seventh of B is G, is A. And then, therefore, if the A has to be sharp, then we call it A sharp. Because if we said B flat, then we will be in another key.
Yeah, okay.
I sort of
understand.
It's because there are two kinds of intervals. I give you this theory also in a small comment here, because this one that's also interesting to know, which is this. The distance between two notes here, the distance between two notes is called interval, and there is diatonic interval, which changes the name, and chromatic interval, which does not change the name. So example of diatonic is this B, B flat is not diatonic, it's chromatic. And diatonic will be A sharp B. Therefore, as we are playing major diatonic scale,
okay,
then it's A sharp. Ahora, vamos a hacerlo. This is also important to know. Ahora, vamos a ver. Finger one, third fret, third string. On the check every string up. The third string has 1, 2, 4. Then the second string has 1, 2, 4, 8, and the first string has 1, 3, and 4. So we have have two times 1-4, 1-4, 1-3-4. Total 9 notes, 9. Correct, that's the correct thing. Okay, that's the fingering 4. Now play that scale along with the video. With the video, with the first video I sent you, video 852. And then we will, from example 1, obviously, and then we will see its correspondence with the scale, means how these notes will fit and match with the chords of the Andalusian cadence.
Okay, so I guess this video here is what... Is there an example? Oh, yeah, there's only one example, so I got 3.
Okay, they would have fingering 3 from the 4th fret. Now, wait a moment, please turn down the first string and the second of it because they are sharp. First string down. No, I mean the first string is sharp. You need to lower it a bit.
Oh.
Second, that's also sharp. Bring it down. That's too much. A little bit less. Okay, that's third. That's also sharp. Okay, third string.
Oh, I got the wrong.
Three.
want to play the passing note, right?
If you want, you can play it, but
I don't really want.
The thing is not to land on it.
Okay.
Passing note means it's
just in moving across.
Passing. Yeah. Not staying there. Of course, it's a good note to play because that thing gives flame. Otherwise, you would sound flat without it. So it's a good idea. But it means it's played or to descend or to ascend, but not to stay there.
Okay.
Ahora, let's try. Put the video and let's play it and see how that matches. Now you can use also the basses.
Okay. Let's see. So I go to here.
8, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1.
Six.
Let's play that. No. Fingering six from
the six. Six.
Fret.
Okay. Six is the F, right?
Example
But even though I'm playing in, let's see, in B, really the key is in the G minor?
The key is G sharp minor.
G sharp minor, even though I'm playing in D.
Which D?
Well, yeah, I'm going to play in the key, the scale of B, as in Bravo.
Of B, the scale of B, that's right. Why? Because it's related to the chord. That's what we said, that when we have a minor chord, then we can add one minor third up, and then we are there. That is the key, which is related on major language. All right, now let's go to fingering five.
Five.
To the next
okay. finger. Okay, then let me think about five.
We can turn all the fretboard that way. That's very good.
Okay, five is what I call E, I guess.
Guitar.
Okay, so five.
So fingering five. From the 7th fret. It says there in the list of the map.
Okay, but I start out, I go up from there.
What? Which one is the fingering 5?
Isn't fingering 5?
That's correct. That's the fingering 5, but that we are now in another key. We are on the 3rd fret, and we need it on the 7th fret to make it become a G. B major. So what I wanted to do as a homework is as follows.
Oh, okay.
That you have a point of reference as well. Remember when we did this exercise?
Yeah. Okay, and this...
I want you to first learn the map straight all. Means the whole, so when we said B major, Bruce, you need to play it straight all B major, all the fretboard. With no hesitation. That's why we have to know this fingering 4 from the 2nd fret, fingering 3 from the 4th fret, fingering 6 from the 6th fret, fingering 5 from the 7th fret, fingering 2 from the 9th fret, fingering 1 from the 11th fret. This thing is like
tablas
de multiplicar, you know, like this 2 plus 2, 1, like that. In the school, we learn this thing.
So I'm what you're saying is I'm here?
That's right. And then that will be B major. That's correct. And then you play that, the next one, like that. And then back, seeing how it matches. And then what we will do is, once you know that, the next time I will put you the phrasing exercise, same that we did before, from one note further, then two notes further and back, then three notes further and back, to develop our Spanish phrasing, like... which comes out of the fingering. But first, the fingering has to be there. So let's do that, and then I see you next time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye.